So it could be that the Ramban and the Rashbam, I mean, not Ramban, I'm sorry, the Rashbam and Rashi, they agree with the Shite, they agree with the Shite of the Smag and the Ramban. I mean, so we find ourselves in a problem. So because the Ramban and the Smag both agree that Ibn Shevet is also considered Manik of Kol Yisrael. So let us say like the Smag, that Ibn Shevet, he is also considered as a Manik of Kol Yisrael. So according to Rashi and the Rashbam, the Nes and the Yeshua that overtook the Jews in the time of Hanukkah, time of the Hashminoim, so it was the Nes and the Yeshua that overtook Klal Yisrael Tichtiv Achas, Bichnif Yachas. Now, so but why does the Ramban? The Ramban himself holds that Ibn Shevet can be considered as a Manik of Klal Yisrael. So according to Ramban, it should have been a Yeshua that overtook Klal Yisrael, and still Ramban Shite is that Hallel even the first Hanukkah did not come within the Halacha of Kol Tzorah Mitzorah Shel Tov Aleihem. So the reason could be that, of course, if according to Ramban, so a Shevet can be considered as the Manik of Klal Yisrael, but you have to have Das Revi Yisrael, who should realize, I mean, the importance of the Nes of Hanukkah. And the time of the Hashinoim, so unfortunately, the multitude of Jews did not even realize the importance of the Nes of Hanukkah. It did not overtake Revi Yisrael. So mainly it couldn't be considered as a Nes and the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael Bichluf Yachas. But as a Nes and the Yeshua that overtake many Yechidim. So maybe there was no Chiyuv of Halom Midrash. Alright, now, there is a remarkable Yerushalmi in Chalim. And that's a Raya to the Ramban. The Yerushalmi in Pirkei Avot of Chalim says, now there the Yerushalmi discusses the Gvurim of Eretz Yisrael, Mi'amnu Lifnim, Mi'amnu Lechutz, so Mi'amnu Lifnim in the Yam, so that's Eretz Yisrael, Mi'amnu Lechutz, so that's Chutz Loretz. So then the Yerushalmi, after discussing the Gvurim of Tureyamne, that marks the boundary line of Eretz Yisrael. So it's the Yerushalmi Pirkei Avot of Chalim. Halacha Daled says as follows. Omar Rav Yuste Bashuno, Lichshiagiu Hagulies, Leiture Hamono, Heinaside Slein Ashir. When will the Jews say Halel? He makes a Mashiach when there will be Kibbutz Goliath. So when all the Jews will arrive mituriam nimurifnim, then they'll say how. So it's mashma from this Yerushalmi that even though the Jews have already started to come to Eretz Yisrael, together in Eretz Yisrael, but until they step on the land of Eretz Yisrael, the whole Kibbutz Goliath steps on the land of Eretz Yisrael, they're not mechuyev to say how. What has the stepping on the land of Eretz Yisrael beyond the line that is drawn from Ture Amnen that Gemara mentions in Gittin? So why is that significant? Now, of course, Yemes HaMashiach, that is the Yeshua that will overtake Klal Yisrael, not only as so many and many millions Yechidim, but Klal Yisrael Bichnuf Yachas. That certainly is a Yeshua, Yemes HaMashiach. The era of Yemes HaMashiach will constitute a Yeshua of Klal Yisrael B'chluf Yachas. So, in other words, the question is, when does the era of Yemes HaMashiach begin? When does the era of Yemes HaMashiach begin? Someone have a Rambam in his Melachim. The Rambam says in Pirkei Avot Mechas Melachim that the Melech HaMashiach is not to be expected to perform miracles. And we don't have to expect that the laws of nature will be infringed upon the Melech HaMashiach. So, חוכם גודלו מכך ממישנו היום והוא היום נעשה כאילו של ריכוזי והמלך. That's just for one way, guys. פעקך, והוא היום מעולוב שהוא המלך המשיח ובימו הוא וכולכך מדי ראי שהוא המלך המשיח עד שנהרג באבינס. Now somebody asked רב חי, the קשה, I think that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who asked Rabbi Chaim Kashi. How can the Rambam mention a Rai from Bar Kochba that the Melech HaMashiach cannot be expected to perform miracles? Why? Because we see that Rabbi Akiva is a thought that Bar Kochba was the Melech HaMashiach and Bar Kochba did not perform any miracles. There is nothing connected a teva about Bar Kochba. But it was a toyes. So Rabbi Chaim said, Chas v'sholem, Rabbi Akiva did not make any toyes. And the Rambam says, V'dimo hu v'chol chach milei rei, shehu amelach ha-moshiach, ad sheneerag ba'avei neis, kidm sheneerag, neid elohem sheinei. So the Rambam emphasizes, ad sheneerag ba'avei neis. Why does the Rambam emphasize the Avenis of Bar Kochba? Why the Rambam is interested in talking Lashon Hora against Bar Kochba? He has to spell out that he was killed because of his sins. Whose concern is it? Bar Kochba is not living anymore now, so we cannot recommend Bar Kochba. So why should the Rambam mention that he was Nehrag Avenis? It should be an Avera even to mention that Nehrag Avenis. But the Rambam wants to point out that we shouldn't make a mistake. This is what Rav Chaim said. We shouldn't make a mistake that Rav Akiva made a toyes. Rav Akiva did not make any toyes. Bar Kochba could have been Mashiach. It could have culminated into Yemes HaMashiach if Bar Kochba had not committed the sins. But Bar Kochba committed the sins. He had Reb Elezer HaMudoye executed when the Kusim, the Mosrim, reported against Reb Elezer HaMudoye that he was spying for the enemies, for the Romans. So then Bar Kochba, without even giving him a trial, Reb Elezer HaMudoye, so he summarily had him executed. That was the Ovein. And so because of that, he did not culminate into Yemes HaMashiach. But he could have been a Melech HaMashiach if he hadn't sinned. Biyito achishenu. So, zochu achishenu, lo yizochu biyito. So, if Bar Kochba had not killed Reb Elezer HaMudoye, so then he could have become a Melech HaMashiach. He was not a Melech HaMashiach as yet, but he could have culminated. The endeavors of Bar Kochba could have culminated into Yemes HaMashiach, but Nehrag Ba'Avinis. So this was frustrated, but he made no mistake. So maybe it's a good raya. As a matter of fact, There is a story I heard from my father. Reb Chaim at one time was going from Brisk to Warsaw. And in those trains, so from Brisk to Warsaw, he took Kamin the whole night. The whole night it took 8 hours. Today, with today's trains, even with today's trains, some which are very slow, so it probably would take more than 2 hours. But in those days, with those trains, it took 8 hours from Brisk to Warsaw. So then there was a missionary. And the missionary, he was dressed like an Orthodox Jew. So he started a conversation with Reb Chaim, and he didn't tell him that he was a missionary, but he started, you know, to criticize the Jews. Why the Jews are still in Goes? I mean, because they sinned, and talked like a big tzaddik. So but Reb Chaim realized that he was a missionary. So he didn't tell him, I mean, but he continued the conversation with him. When the missionary came to Bozhin, so he took him by the neck and he threw him out. But on the train, he was friendly with him. So then he continued the conversation. So then he said to Reb Chaim, he said, but unfortunately that missionary was Noah Moritz. So he also knew of that Rambam. So he said, the missionary said to Reb Chaim, even the Rambam said that the Tanoim were not infallible and that they made many mistakes. So Reb Chaim said, hey, where does the Rambam say that? So he said, the Rambam, the end of Vilchas Melachim. So he said that Rabbi Akiva made a mistake. So the Rambam says, so Reb Chaim said to him, first of all, the Rambam doesn't say that Rabbi Akiva made a mistake. And then, that was before the missionary managed, you know, to mention his chochmes, to spell out what his purpose is. So Reb Chaim said, so he said, the Rambam doesn't say it. So he said, but the Rambam says that Rabbi Akiva Torah. So Reb Chaim said to him, the Rambam doesn't say Rabbi Akiva v'chol chachmitei leitor, but Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam says v'idimo hu v'chol chachmitei ro, v'chol chachmitei reishu amat Mashiach. He doesn't use the expression v'tor hu v'chol chachmitei re. There is a difference between tor and dimo. Tor means a mistake. Dimo means he thought, he expected. He expected, and it could have been. But Ne'arad Ba'aveinis. Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam doesn't say that Rabbi Akiva made a mistake. And then he said, Rabbi Chaim said to him, and how do you know that Ba'akechve was not in Moshiach? So he said, but he was killed. So he said, oh, if he was killed, so it's a Rai, it's not a Mashiach. So then your whole faith falls down to pieces, he says. So the ACOish, he was killed too, and he was not Mashiach. And you are a Ramai, and if you are not going to leave me right now, so then I'll tell everybody that you are a missionary. And that was before the station in Shetlitz. So, as the train goes from Brisk to Warsaw, so there is one station in Shetlitz, that's a town. Now, that missionary, his desire was to stop off in Warsaw, as Reb Chaim. But after Reb Chaim told everybody, there were many Jews, so after that he told everybody that he is a Rama, he is a missionary. So then the first stop in Shetlitz, the missionary, I mean in a hurry, got off the train. So anyway, the Rambam, I forgot already what I was discussing. So the Rambam says, So he says, and still Rabbi Akiva thought, and it was no mistake. So it's Rayim Rure that it's not necessary for the Melech HaMashiach should show Meisim. It's not necessary that the laws of nature should change. So he said, but because of Bavanesov, it did not culminate into Yemes HaMashiach. But it could have been the Melech HaMashiach. And then he says, so how do we know when someone, whether someone is a Mashiach? Because there are a number of false Mashiachim. And many Jews for a long time thought that they were real Mashiachim. So how do we know whether one is a Mashiach or not? As a matter of fact, when Shamsa Tzvi started to say that he's a Melech HaMashiach, and there were multitudes of Jews in Turkey and in Spain and in Portugal who believed that he was a Mashiach, thousands and thousands of Jews believed in Munei Shleime that he was a Mashiach. So the Taz at that time was a very old man. He was over 90 years old. So he wanted to go to Salonika in Greece and meet the so-called Mashiach to see, I mean, maybe he is. I mean, why couldn't he be? So that was before he converted himself to Mohammedanism. So he tried to go, but he was so old, he couldn't. He couldn't make the trip. So he sent his grandson, that's a historical fact. So he sent his grandson to Salonika, and I mean to Greece, that he should visit Shamsa Tzvi and give him an interview and find out whether he's the Melech HaMashiach or not. So the grandson of the Taz arrived in Salonika. In those days, it took a number of days, you know, to get from Poland, White Russia, where he was Rav in Pruzhina, Agavur. So then to Salonika, it took a number of days, maybe weeks. So when he arrived in Salonika, so he proceeded towards the home of Shamsa Tzvi. Then somebody opened the door, and he said, you can't see Shamsa Tzvi, because Shamsa Tzvi is sleeping. So he said, I want to see how he sleeps. So the guard said, how can you look at the Melech HaMashiach when he's asleep? So he said, I want to take a look how the Melech HaMashiach sleeps. So he pushed his way. The guard didn't want to let him go in, but he pushed his way. He opened the door of the bedroom of Shamsa Tzvi, and he took a good look, and then he saw that he was lying, he was sleeping, pragdo. So then he would close the door, and he said, I'm going back to my grandfather. I don't have to stay here any longer, because the purpose of my trip was already accomplished. My grandfather sent me to find out, to have an interview with Shamsa Tzvi, to find out whether he's a Melech HaMashiach or he's not a Melech HaMashiach. I know now that he is a Moshiach HaShekel. So everybody said to him, what did you see? Says, I saw the Shamsa Tzvi was sleeping pragdon. And the Gemara says that one is not allowed to lie pragdon. A Melech HaMashiach will not be there on the din of the Gemara. So that means he's not a Melech HaMashiach. And he went back to the Taz, and the Taz agreed with his grandson that was a Raya Brure, that he was not a Melech HaMashiach. Why? Because the Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Melachim, V'inyamei Melech Beis Dovid, Heige V'teiro, V'eisek B'mitzves Ki Dovid Ovi, Ki V'teiro Shebechsar, V'shebal Be, V'yokiv Kol Yisroel Leilobo, U'lechazit Bitko, V'yilochei Nuchomis Adishem, Harei Zeh B'cheska Shom Mashiach. Not Mashiach B'madai, but it's prima facie evidence that he's the Melech HaMashiach. It's not a Raya Brure. So the Rambam says, as a prerequisite, even for prima facie evidence, that one is a Melech HaMashiach, V'in Yamid Melech Beis Dovid, Shamsa Tzvi could be Melech Beis Dovid. I mean. And Heye B'teiro, he had all the simonim, he was born on Tisha B'Av, all the simonim here. But he was not Melech HaMashiach. So, Heye B'teiro Ve'isik B'mitzvahs. So the Taz grandson deduced, since he was lying pragdon, so that means he was not in the mitzvahs. He did not care for Divrei Chazal. So Meile is not in the mitzvahs, so it's a raya that he is not in Melech HaMashiach. In other words, the Rambam says, if he is a Yehi B'teiro, he is a Yehi B'teiro, basic mitzvahs. כביטר שבחסב ושבעל פה, אין להזכיר וכל מישראל לא יבוא, ולחזית בדקו. אם לא חינו חומס על השם, then it's prime facial evidence that he is מלך המשיח. But if he's not, he's in the mitzvahs, so it's a raya ברורה that he's not מלך המשיח. Now, the Rambam, the same Rambam continues. So if he's a כביטר ובעסק במצווס, and this came for called Israel will go and this way he comes on Hashem so then it's the Cheskas Mashiach but it's not Vadai he was of it's Liach Ubono Mikdosh bin Keimei ve kibe it's Nitre Yisrael har is a Moshiach Vivad so one of the things that is a Vaye that is Moshiach Vivadai is kibe it's Nitre Yisrael why kibe it's Nitre Yisrael What's so significant about Kibbutz Nitzchei Yisrael? Now we talk about Yimei Samashiach. So what does Yimei Samashiach mean? After Mashiach will have arrived. But Mashiach will not arrive in 1 minute, just out of the blue sky, and they say, Mashiach will come, say, he named me, and it's Yimei Samashiach already. So is it possible that, let's say, at 10:30, so it's not Yimei Samashiach. And at 10:31, Mashiach Lavayim, it's already Yimei Samashiach. So there must be something that will demarcate between the Yimei Samashiach and the era that is close to Yimei Samashiach, but not Yimei Samashiach as yet. Now let's say there is, now the Ben Zeime says that אמר בן הרי, הרי אני כבנשי משון, הוא זוכי שלא מציץ מצרים, עד שתרוש הבן זהים, שנאמר רומנטיסקס, ימציא סומר מצרים, כל ימי חייך. ימי חייך היומים, כל ימי חייך על אלה זוכה. חום ימי מרן, ימי חייך הוא מעשה, כל ימי חייך הוא במסע משיח. How about בן זהים, בוטי דרשנס, כל ימי חייך הוא דצווי רייץ, so the Gemara says, that according to בן זהים, so there is no מצווה, אוסחירס, יציאס מצרים, למי סמשיח. And it seems that most Rishonim passed like Ben Zeime, that with Meis HaMashiach there is no mitzvah of Tchilas Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the question arises, very, very relevant question, when will that begin, the era of Meis HaMashiach, so that there will not be any chiyuv of Tchilas Yetzias Mitzrayim? So from this Rambam it's mashma, that the era of Meis HaMashiach, even after one of Beis David, has proven himself as the real Melech HaMashiach, as he gave it to you, ve'isig mitzvot, ve'tira shebichsav, ve'tira shebal peh, ve'yokev kol Yisroel mi'lavo l'chazit bitko, ve'yilochim l'chom l'isan Hashem. So, Zahri, it's v'cheska shu Mashiach, but it's still not Yimei Yisan Mashiach. So this is prima facie evidence that it will ultimately turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach. And it will ultimately culminate in Meis HaMashiach, just as Rabbi Akiva expected, and not erroneous, but true correctly, expected Bar Kokhba, its leadership, to culminate into the era of Meis HaMashiach. But unfortunately, it was frustrated. He forfeited this opportunity, Bar Kokhba. So the melee, if someone in Beis David He's keep a call Israel Labo Beteiro, and he's a Beteiro, and he's like Muhammad Hashem. So it's prima facie evidence that he'll ultimately be the Melech HaMashiach, and that his leadership will culminate in the era of Yimei HaMashiach. But it's not Yimei HaMashiach yet. When will it be? When will Yimei HaMashiach begin? In Mosov Yitzliach, Ubono Midosh, Bim Keimei, Vikibe Yitznitche Yisrael, so then the Yimei HaMashiach will begin. But suppose he already succeeded in building the Beis HaMikdash. But the kibbutz goyes of Kol Yisroel had not as yet stepped upon the land of Eretz Yisroel. Mituriam neim v'lifnim. So the era of Yimei HaMashiach had not begun. This is why the Rambam mentions as the last thing, kibbutz nitchei Yisroel. After being Beis HaMikdash, after everything. So, Kibbutz Nitzchei Yisrael, and Kibbutz Nitzchei Yisrael means all the Jews throughout the world will gather in Eretz Yisrael. So then, Arizal Mashiach bevadai. So then, he will then the Yimei Samashiach will begin. And it's interesting that the Rambam says, V'yisakein Esraelom Kulei La'aviz Es Hashem Yachad. Why didn't the Rambam mention that as one of the synonym of Mashiach? Well, that's the difference between the Rambam's attitude, you see, towards the mission of the Knesset Yisrael and the attitude of modern Jews. You see, modern Jews keep on talking about the Messianic era as the day when all of mankind will become ethical. And that's true. Of course it's true. But the Melech HaMoshiach will do that when will the Melech HaMoshiach be misaki all of mankind after the Knesset Yisrael will receive its tikkun. But before the Knesset Yisrael receives this tikkun, it's impossible to be misaki all of mankind. So that's the mistake of modern Jews. They are trying to bring a Messianic era for all of humanity before there is a Messianic era for the Knesset Yisrael. So that's why when the Rambam mentions about the synonym of Mashiach, so he says, "Ikvetiro misib mitzvahs kivik kol Yisrael yilach betiro chazid bitko vilochim uchem sanishem biyam misam mikdosh kibikamis litri Yisrael." He doesn't mention about all of humanity, but once the era of Yimei Samashiach has begun. The Rambam said, "V'kibis nitri Yisrael is a Mashiach b'vadai." So the Melech HaMashiach has already fulfilled his mission for the Knesset Yisrael. Then he'll begin to fulfill his mission for all of mankind. So the Rambam says, "V'yisakin es kol olam kulei la'aviz Hashem yachad." Not only Jews, but first we have to worry about the Jews. Never mind about being Mikaya Goy, being Mikaya blacks and Indians and Japanese. They will be Mikaya ultimately. But first we have to be misaking our own Jews. And then we can start being misaking Kol Olam Kulei. So this is the basic principle in the eschatological view of Yahus. So the Misakin Esraelom begins only after the Yimei Samashiach has begun. So when will the Yimei Samashiach begin? After Kibbutz Nitzri Yisrael. So in other words, that's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says that when will the Jews be mechuyev to, when will the Jews be mechuyev to say Hallel? To say Hallel? And as Rav Netam points out, Rav Yehine, Rav Netam, And so the chiyuv of Hallel is only a kotzor v'tzoro when the Nes and the Yeshua overtakes the Knesset Yisrael as a unit, k'chtiv achas, not as 6 million yechidim or as 10 million yechidim or as 12 million yechidim, but as a unit, k'chtiv achas, when it overtakes all the Jews throughout the days. That's the meaning of Kirtiv Achas. So that will be only the first moment of Yimei Samashiach. But prior to the year of Yimei Samashiach, so any Yeshua that will overtake the Jews, and so there will be many Yeshuas that will overtake the Jews and will affect each and every Jew throughout the world, not only in Eretz Yisrael. But it will overtake until Yimei Samashiach, it will overtake the Jews only as so many and so many Yechidim. But not Kichtiv Achas, Bichnuf Yachas. And the Chiyuv of Hallel Midaraisa is only incumbent when the Yeshua overtakes the Jews called Yisrael Bichnuf Yachas. That will be the first moment of the year of Yimei Samashiach. When will that be? When it will be realized the kibbutz Nitzri Yisrael. When will that be? When all the kibbutz goyes will step on the land of Eretz Yisrael, mituriam neulufnim, because that's Eretz Yisrael. And if they are still mituriam neulchutz, so the kibbutz goyes has not been realized as yet. So the Yeshua does not overtake the Knesset Yisrael is here. I mean, so this is now. Now, so we have in Machlokes Rishayim. Many Rishayim agree with the Shitas Rambam that Halal as such is only Mirabon. And even according to the Mandoma, that Meisha Yisrael Omru, so it's like Chiyas HaTorah, it's still in Rabban. There is no Chiyu Deraisa in any occasion to say half. That's the Shitas Rambam. The Shitas Rambam is that there is a Chiyu of Halal Midrais, certain occasions, Perek Uperek, and Tzor Vitzor. The Shulta Shitta is also Tzor Vitzor. And then, but Chanukah now is certainly only Midrabanon. And it's not the Drabanon. And this Drabanon does not emanate from the Takonas Anvim. Let's say those Rishayim would say that the Takonas Anvim itself is only Drabanon. But the Chiyu of saying Halal now on Chanukah emanates from the Takonim Ucheres, that the Chachomim were Misakei in the time of the Chashanoi, after the Nes Chanukah occurred. So, the Shita of the Rambam is that it's only with the Rabbam. The Shita of the Rambam is that it's with the Reis. In Sheva Shrish, in the Asogis of the Rambam, here in this Sefer Mitzvah, it's on page 18. Va'atliya she'omar Ravza, v'izbenen v'izpale, heich nachshev she'kriya sahalil, she'shibar bei David likeil, she'meishe rabbeinu tzipanabo. So he's masik an aloch ha'zeles, that he mentions halil among the middle mitzvahs. How could it be the reis? V'gambein ha'yipole, maimar Rav, שהוא עצמי זר, מונו במצווה ספילה, שנם עבר לשם לקייכם, וידוע כביטל מודעי מי התפילה לרבונו? תפילה לרבונו? So how can the Rambam say that's the rising? ונרידייתי, צורך שנפורש, ונאמר, שנצטר ישראל לספר לקדוש ברוך הוא, ושיבקשו ממנו לבד יישא להם משל איסון, ויפילו תחינוסון בישרוסון. So he says that even according to the Rambam, the mitzvah, the reise of tefillah is only when one is overtaken with trouble, so he has to be mispalut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is a pale. But the Rambam says in so many words that it's a mitzvah, the reise to be mispalut b'chol yeim v'yeim. So how can the Rambam say, in explaining the Shittas HaRambam, ונלידייתי צורך שנפורש, ונעימה שנצטב בישראל, להספל לקדוש ברוך הוא, ושיבקשו ממנו לבדי, יסלה משלי סום, ויפילו תחילו סום ויסור סום. Now the Ramban, when he's masik on the Ramban, who says that it's a mitzvah of tefillah midrashe b'chol yom v'yom, so he says that it's no mitzvah tefillah midrashe, it's never obligatory midrashe. And then he has another lotion, maybe it is a figure of the Raise, but only by sorrow it's a chiyu Raise. But shaloi by sorrow, there is no chiyu Raise. But the Rambam Shite is that even shaloi by sorrow, it's obligatory in the Raise. And here the Rambam himself, in explaining the Rambam, so he says, V'nelidaiti tzor sh'niforesh v'neima sh'nitztav Yisroel yispar l'akadosh Baruch Hu v'sh'yivakshu menu levade yisale m'shaleisom v'yapilu t'chinosom b'yisorosom. So in explaining the Rambam he says v'yapilu t'chinosom b'yisorosom. But the Rambam in another place, so he points out that according to the Rambam, even not b'yisorosom, every day, and he's masik on the Rambam. In case of Esorosom, so in one lashon the Ramban agrees with the Rambam. So how is it that here the Ramban, in explaining the Rambam, says that the Rambam considers it as a chiyuv the raisa to be mispalel based also. So we have to say that the Ramban understood that the shittas Ramban is also that the mechayev of tefillah is trouble. And if it had been possible for a human being not to be overtaken by trouble, so then even according to the Ramban, he wouldn't be mechuyev to be mispalel tefillah. No trouble, no tefillah, no chiyuv of tefillah. But people are very silly. They think that they are not overtaken by trouble. Many people think they do well in business, they made millions of dollars, so they sit on top of the world. So that's their own stupidity. So alone, subjectively, they are not overtaken by trouble. But objectively, there isn't a human being in the world, Jew or Gentile, so who is not overtaken by trouble in any minute of the life. So there is always, he is always overtaken by trouble. But the Ramban shita is, in one lashon, that tefillah is never midaraisa. In another lashon, that tefillah isn't midaraisa. When a person is subjectively overtaken by trouble. But if subjectively, in his subjective imagination, he thinks that he has no trouble. He only has bliss. He's only endowed with bliss and happiness and joy. So then he's not mechuyev. The mechayev of tefillah, according to Ramban in one lashon, is the subjective trouble, not the objective trouble. But Rambam Shite, Ramban holds, is that true that the mechayev of tefillah is trouble, but there isn't a moment in one day in anybody's life when a person is not faced by all kinds of possible disasters. But he is spared, through grace of God, he is spared of the trouble. But objectively, a person is overtaken with trouble every day. So in the Mele, there is the Mechayev of Tefillah. But the Mechayev of Tefillah is based also. So then you ask the writers, the Rambam say, every day, once a day, Mechayev. It's always based also. But he made $100,000 in stocks today. That doesn't mean anything. He made $100,000 in stocks. Doesn't mean anything. So one can make $1 billion and then jump down from the 42nd floor. I mean, it's no joke. I mean, a classmate of mine did it. So that means that a person is always overtaken. He's always overtaken. Overtaken by trouble. Always overtaken by trouble. So melee. So that's the Ramban in explanation is a Ramban. So the question is, the Rambam says, every day you are mechuyev to be mispalel at least once, but the Gemara says so many times, tefillah the Rabbanon. The answer is, the inyan tefillah is the right. What's the inyan tefillah? That beisorosom, one is mechuyev to be mispalel. And every day, so it's beisorosom objective, whether he knows it or not. So it's beisorosom. So the Mele is mechuyev to mispalel in every nusach he wants. And there are no zmani. There is no special nusach. So then the Chachomim, the Anshikesad Deilo, or Misakein is special nusach and zmani and everything. So the Mele, so what the Rambam will have to say in connection with himself, when he counts tefillah in the Minah Mitzvahs, even though the Gemara says so many times that tefillah is the Rabbanon, so what will he say, as it teretz, that tefillah as such is midraise, but the nusach tefillah, the zman of tefillah, that's midrabanon. So the same teretz we can say in connection with the halachas deilas. The halachas deilas holds that halal as such is midraise, but the nusach of halal, dafkedism is meiri, not adam is meiri. This you say first, that you say after, that's midrabanon. So he says, in Cain, Lomo Yispalel al Halil, So why is he amazed at the Malachas Eilis? Shenitztave lemei shebisinai. So first he says, Shenitztave lemei shebisinai. It's Halacha lemei shebisinai. Sheyeinu Yisrael shiro bimei adeir. Lekeil sheyitziyam mitzray. Vikora lo emes hayom. Vivdilo mavidose. Ubodomi. Vitikelo emes halaze. Kishir shiro be. The new sech is in the Rabbah. They said, V'chein ashir shebimikdosh. מן התאירו, כי דבריהם הריק השירו בפה, ושירו מהכבס קורם. Now, שירו מהכבס קורם. What Mandoma says. So, which שירו? So, השיר שהוא ילבין מהם לבייס המקדוש. So, that is מדרייסה, it's מהכב קורם. So, it's מדרייסה. Now, how is it מדרייסה? But all these שירים are psukim, are chapters of Tehillim. How could it be midrashe? The answer is midrashe is the mechuyev to say shiro. What shiro? The nusach. The Levim were in a position to compose their own shiro. Their own shiro. There was no definite nusach. So then David composed the Ruach HaKodesh shiro for the midrash. But the chiyuv as such, the chiyuv of shiro as such, did not involve a specific nusach. They could be mekayim the deraisa, the Levi, could be mekayim the deraisa by reciting, by composing and reciting their own shiro, their own words. So David composed it. So the same thing is true of Hallel. There is a chiyuv of Hallel to say in Rigolim, and also Tzorovitzor, Shleitov Latzibur. Then David came and was misaknenus. Bechei, so he said, ולומר ניסענו הרב בהר זה, ביסוד של דוד, יצא מכוח תשפוך הסגור, he says the same thing is true of ברכס המוזר. So it's the ראיסה, but the נוסח is not the ראיסה. So מי שרבי יוזר מסעק מון ברוכה, מון נוסח, the second ברוכה ישוע, then the third ברוכה. דוד, but the חיוב of ברכס המוזר, the search is the ראיסה. So how is the same thing? ומלבד זה, שאין לרב המטמיע בזה שום ראי שיהיו המזמירים האלו של הלל זה לדובי אבל שם על מי שרבינו היו who says that the chapters of הלל were composed by דובי maybe they were composed by מי שרבינו כמו התפילו למי שישו לקים בחדוס המזמירים שנימי כי זה ספר תהילים יחובר וכל השירי שנאמרו בישראל ורוח הקדש וחכומים מייחסים הם עוד מרישים ואברהם אבינו אמרו שם, בפרק הפסוחים, הלל זה מי אומרי? אומר רבי יסי אלעזר. אומר רבי יסי, אלעזר בני מאיר, מי שבישראל אמרו, בשור שום לא היה, וכבו כמו לחברו, לא עם הדוד אומרי, ונראים דבור בני דבריה, איפה ששוח בישראל יש בישראל, ונות לו רוויה, ואינם הם הלל, ויושו אמרי, הלל זה מי אומרי, אבל זה רגות לא עם מי שבישראל אמרו, בשור שום לא עם פארי הראש, הם אמרו ולבונו רק אליש משיבו למען ולמען יסר ואוי צ'ום חכומים אמרים נביאים שביניהם תקנו שיהיו אמרים מייסר כל פרק ופרק ועל כל צורה וצורה שאוי טובו לציבור או שניגורים אמרים מייסר גבוסם ונרדס רבלזר who says that מי שבישראל אמרו הוא ממי שעל צורו סום עם פרק ודברי חכומים לא יעצור ידוע של פרק אבל ישירו לכל הפרוקים והצוריס מתקונס נביאים שביניהם ומה שאומרו נביאים שביניהם ירמייס לידי השיוצא ממצרים למי שבארים ומיריום ועציל את בני ישראל וכל בהם רוח הקדש או יהיו פירוש תקנו שירדו להם השיר הזה לפרוקים ולצוריס כמו שאומרו בברוכס עד שכנסגדי לא תקנו אם כן אינשיילו לרב על הלוכס והל זה כלל אבל אבל יסירינו על ההלל מפני שאין לנו מפורש בהלל על שחית הספסח והחילוסי והלל של נטיל הסלולוב ורייס ורישי מפסח ועצר וצרס בכל אלו אין לנו ראי שאין לדבריהם וכבר אומרו בגמורה הלל דרש חידש דרלב דרייסי ובמסך סירכם דור שבי השיר הזה יהיה לכם תלוי לזכן יש חג לילה מקודש לחג טעון שירו שמקודש לחג עם טעון שירו ואף רופי שזה מדרך הפולאו אבל יאים רנובי כי יושעו לכי יושירו לכי למושיע איסון ויצר חירב כאשר הם שירים בלי לזכן יש חג ואולי לאכילס חג הפסח, שהוא משאירים בקיר גודל. ועיד, אם הוא מדבריהם, לא מייתם הרבי איסי, אפשר שוחתו ישראל וספסריהם, לא כוס ולוויהם. ויאמרו, הלל ועלי דובינו אמרי, כי דבר הרב, יהיו בזדיני תקנו. So why is he תומיה? אבל הוא, ואני רואה מדבריהם, so then he says, ואני רואה מדבריהם שהוא מן התאיר, כמו שפירש, ויהיה הלוך אל המי שמסיני, that's one wash, ויהיה הלוך אל המי שמסיני, אוי שהוא בכלל השמחו שנצטבינו בו כמו שקוסם, כמו שקוסם, ובניהם שמחסכם ובמיידיכם ובחושי חודשיכם הוסקעתם בחצי צריס, כי איקר השירו בפה וכלי לבסום מקומו ונצטבנו בשמחס השיר על הקורם ושלוי בשס הקורם, בכלל השמחו. So it's obligatory under the goalie, because there is a mitzvah of simcha. אלו שמי התורה שחדושים בגבולים משום שאני מקודש לך ואין איתו נשיר ושאין איתו נשיר ובשאיני מסכס ברוכס. So he shitting is that how is the raise, every regal how is the raise, but then he mentions a gemore in ברוכס that which indicates that is Rabbanon ובשאיני מסכס ברוכס אמרו בהלו ובגיל אמרו כיבזיק מי אמרינו כפישמה דה raise. Basic, how the Rabbanon the gold? So the Mora says, how the Rabbanon? Even the days that Yochim is given by Ben and Halil, still the Mora says, how the Rabbanon? Aber Efsher, Vizem Areshu Yidibrayem. So it's a Zoghe against himself. So he says, Aber Efsher, Shal Yidibrayechanike, Val Yomim Shal Yochim Kimbes Al Alad. So the Rabban Shiti is that Archanike in certain terms. And from the Rabban it's mashma that even the first Chanukah was in Rabban. Not only these Chanukahs, the anniversaries of Chanukah, but even the first Chanukah was in Rabban. So that's the Shita of Rabban. Anyway, so the Shita of Rabban means that Halal as such is in Rabban. There is no Halal that's in the Rice. Never is there a Chiyuv of Halal in the Rice. Only the Rabban. And Nevi'im Mo Misakim. And even if we say Mish Rabbeinu Omrei, so Yisakim is Mish Rabbeinu. The Halal of Chanukah, even the first Chanukah is Rabban. The key of the Hilton is that the first Chanukah was Midrash. The first Chanukah was Midrash. Now, there are other Rishayim who say that it's Midrash. But they mention other Mikiras, not the Ramban's model. Not the Ramban's model. Now, the Ibn Ezra has a Sefer HaMitzvot. He said Meir. It's a remarkable Sefer. If somebody might think, that the Ibn Ezra was not great in Halacha, so first of all, he couldn't say that because the Rambam admired the Ibn Ezra so much. So he certainly was great in Halacha. But if somebody thinks that the Ibn Ezra was not great in Halacha because there are a number of Ibn Ezras that on the surface appear to be inconsistent with Chazal, so let him look into the Yisei Meiro to see that the Ibn Ezra talks there like Echad Min Orishayim, and all the Klolim of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, most of the Klolim, not all the Klolim, are mentioned in the Yisei Meiro, and the Yisei Meiro is written before the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot. The Asoges, the main Asoges that the Rambam mentions against Aloch HaZeles are already mentioned in Yisid Meir against Aloch HaZeles. So the Yisid Meir, the Ibn Ezra says that Halal is the Raise. Halal is the Raise. And the Yisid Meir mentions the Pasuk in Eikev. He put Dvorim, Dvorim, Yud, Pasuk Chaf, Husi Loscho, Vihu Elekecho, Asher Oso Itcho Es Agdilis Es Aneroi So Ile Asher Oinecho. So the Bnei Ezra says that Husi Loscho implies that when a Yeshua overtakes Klal Yisrael, so there is a chiyuv to give Shvach Lidoi. Who see your loss for you all here? The smack in I don't remember, I mean, but the smack, I don't know which simen it is, but it's a kuf something, maybe kuf chavov, kuf chavzayim. I don't remember. So the smack also, he shite is that hallow is the raise, when the Yeshua overtakes Klal Yisrael, and he mentions the same posik as the Bnei Ezra in the same level. Who see your loss for you all here? The Rashbam in Chumash says, I think so, that Rashbam in Chumash says, who is also, that we have to be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu when a Nes overtakes us. The Rashbam in Chumash. And the Rambam in Chumash, I think, it's in his Perush. It's also much more like that. Now, so, in light of this Rambam in Chumash, so we could say, now I raise the question, the Rambam says it's Midraisi. And then, where is the Mokeya? So he says, one wash now, Sinai, and then he says, Mitzvah of Simcha. But Mitzvah of Simcha, Beregold. So, Mitzvah of Simcha, there is Berega. But when Yeshua overtakes, there is no Mitzvah of Simcha. So he could say, since the Vyem Simchaschem, which is the posik that implies a Chiyuv of Halel, is mentioned right after the Shaitan Uyveichem. So Mimele, it could be implicit, but since the Rambam also implies that the Pshat in Husi Losho, Vihua Lekecho, that we have to be Mishabayat Reben Shalom for the Yeshuas, for the Nisim, so Mimele, the Rambam has to resort to the Mokeir of Yitzim Chasrem Ligabe B'chol Perek of Perek, but in regard to Kolzor Bitzor Shoytor Atzibor Shnigolim, that's implicit in Husi Losho. But Bichol Regel Regel is not implicit in Husi Losho, because the Torah here talks of that we should be Mishabeach, we should be grateful to the Rebbeinu Shalom for all the Nisim and all the Yeshuas. So Mimele, so this could have reference to the occasion of Kolzor Bitzor, but it could not have reference to the occasion of Choperek v'Perek. So what is the Mokeya for the Chiyuv of Halel Choperek v'Perek? The Anrigoli. So that, for that the Ramban mentions, the posik of Yim Simchas Ramadeichem, so it's Misat Mitzvah Simcha that is the Yigbagoi. Alright. Now, so the Ben Ezra in Yisid Meiro mentions the posik of Husi Lostrov Yolikach as the Mokeya for the Chiyuv Shira Midrais, for the Yeshua that overtakes Klal Yisrael. Then, the Zeah or Kia, that's the Zeah or Kia, that's the son of the Tajmas. So he, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, he also says that Hallel is Midrais. Hallel is Midrais, but where is the Mokeya? So he mentions a very strange mocker. He mentions the posik in Deishi, the Zera Rakia, mentions the posik in Deishi. V'chzoveyu al ha'oretz, unitatem kolei tzmacho, v'araltem olosei espiryei, sholei shonim, יהיה לכם הרילים לא יוכל, ובשון הרביס יהיה כל פיריי כדי שילולים לדשם. כדי שילולים לדשם, זה סנטר רבי. כדי שילולים. So there is a Yerushalmi in the Zion of Peir, הלוכה, in the Zion of Peir, הלוכה, So there was a Yerushalmi. Perek Zayin of Pei Aleph Hei. Now there is a machlokes in the Mishnah, in Perek Zayin of Pei, Mishnah Hei, between Misham and Bisila, where the letter of Vav requires Chaimesh, you can be paid the letter of Vav, just as you can be paid the Maisa Shein. But when you are paid the Maisa Shein, you have to be Maisa Chaimesh. How about letter of Vav? Do you have to be paid Maisa Chaimesh or not? So Misham I say, Misham Eimrim, Kerem Revai, Misham Eimrim, Eim Lechaimesh, Eim Lebir. Ubisil Eimrim, Yesh. So then the Yerushalmi says, so now it's, so Bisilel, they learn out my Neter Revai from my Sashem. So just as my Sashem requires Chemesh, so Neter Revai also requires Chemesh. But Bishamai, they don't learn out Neter Revai from my Sashem. So the question, so maybe there is no Chemesh in my Sashem, there is, but Neter Revai, come to Bishamai, there is no Chemesh. So Yishalmi is the Kashi, since Bishama do not learn out Neter Revai from Maisa Sheni, so how do Bishama know that Neter Revai has Pidyon? The Torah mentions Pidyon Ligabi Maisa Sheni, but the Torah doesn't spell out explicitly Pidyon Ligabi Neter Revai. But if we learn out there is the Alfus of Neter Revai from Maisa Sheni, so Mimele, just as in the Maisa Sheni there is a din of Pidyon, so Neter Revai is also a din of Pidyon. But Bishama say that we don't learn out that Revai from Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni requires Chemesh, that Revai doesn't require Chemesh. But Bishamai can see that Pidyon there is. How do Bishamai know that Pidyon there is? Elo Me'ato Al Yehelik Dusho. So it shouldn't have Dusho altogether. In other words, so the Meish explains, there shouldn't be Pidyon. So the Yerushalm answers, the Dusho say Meil of Lomdu. Kedesh Iluvim, Hareyu ki Kedesh, Shekeri Nolo Vesahar. So the Temeshah says, since the Torah says, Ligabi Neter Revai, Kedesh Iluvim, so Hareyu ki Kedesh. So that means that he says the same din like Kedesh. And Kedesh requires Halel. Which Kedesh, which Kochim requires Halel? So the Temeshah says, Psoch. That the Shechitas HaPesach requires Halel. Achilas HaPesach requires Halel. And here the Torah says, Neter Revai is Kedesh Elohim. So it's like, so that implies that Neter Revai is analogous to Pesach. It's analogous to that Kedesh that requires Halel. That requires Halel. Which Kedesh requires Halel? Pesach. Shechitas HaPesach. Achilas HaPesach. So that means that it's analogous to Kedesh. And Kedesh has Pidyon. Kedesh has Pidyon. So Mimele, Neter Revai also has Pidyon. That's the Alfusel Bisham. But Agavuche, the Yerushalmi says that Kedesh Elulim, Shekeir Lo Vesahalel. So Pnimeisha doesn't say that there is a Chiyuv of Halel. When you bring Neter Revai to Yerushalayim, there is a Chiyuv HaHalel. The Meisha doesn't say it. But as Zeir HaRukiya says, that this implies Gzeiras HaKosuv of the Chiyuv HaHalel on certain occasions. So here it says, and so this Yerushalmi says, Hareyu Ki Kedesh just as Korban Pesach requires Halel, so Achilas Neter Revai also requires Halel. And that means that this pasuk is the mokeh for the chiyuv of halel on certain occasions. When is there a din of halel? So on regolim there is a din of halel because there is a din of simcha, and so it's also implicit in that pasuk. It's a very strange sheet. I mean, first of all, the Yerushalmi doesn't even say that Neter Revai requires halel. But the Yerushalmi only says Kiddush Kiluim Hareyu Ki Kiddush Etzorech Halel. So what does it mean? It's like Korban Pesach that requires Halel. But anyway, that's the Zeir HaRukiya's Mokeh. And then there is a very strange Shite by Rabbi Niel Abavu. So that you'll find, you have it here, I mean in the first Chelik Rambam, that it comes together with the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Besmer Tashir. So you have the Maase Nisi of Rav Avrom Meshel Rambam. So you have the Tshuves of Rav Doniel, the correspondence between Rav Doniel HaBavli, who was Chelik Rambam, and Rav Avrom Rambam. And the Rabnu Avrom was Matzdik the Rambam. So Rav Doniel HaBavli was Masik in Maase Nisi. He was Masik against the Rambam. He agreed with Alach HaZdeles that how is the Raisi? So the question arises, and Rav Avrom B'nei Shel Rambam says there is no pasuk in the Torah that says that how is the Raisi. So it's only the Rambam, and he agreed with his father that how is only the Rambam. So then in answer to Rav Avrom B'nei Shel Rambam, so Rav Doniel HaBavli says that there is a fear shet tereskeani that halu is midrais. Now, it's a very strange mocker. Now, he mentions a certain drosh in tereskeani, but all the mefarshim, sheinim, achreinim, amin, they all explain it in a different way. But Rav Doniel HaBavli explains it in such a strange way. Now, there's a tereskeani on the posik. ויסלחו לו השם קודש ונקדשתי בסיר בני ישראל אני על השם מקדש so תרסקין אם says כשואים אלו יסלחו לו הרי קדי שומר אמור if the Torah says you shouldn't be מחל השם השם so mainly it implies that you have to be מקדש עם השם it's an hach in other words how is one מחל השם השם by refraining of being מקדש עם השם I mean, there is no intermediary stage of no chilul, but no kiddush Hashem. That's the kasha of the Tereskeni. So, kishuim alu sechalulu hari kadei shamo elo lomo nema v'nikdashti leimalcho sheti kadeish leimalcho kadeish umser asper. So Rabbi Neil HaBavli, so the Mefarshim of the Tereskeni, they explain it very simply. In other words, because sometimes there is a situation where you're not mechal Shem Hashem, but you are mechuyev to be mikadosh Shem Hashem. So, and sometimes one is mechuyev to be meisa nefesh himself. In order to be mikadosh the mit Shem Hashem, even though if he's not meisa nefesh himself, he is not Mikadosh Hashem. I mean, that's true according to Rabbi Yehine, not according to Rambam. According to Rabbi Yehine, so when the Gemara says, Bifarhesye, so even in Harkes and Misanet, if Mishav La'avir, so he is Mechuyev to be Misanefesh, so it's only Mitzad the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but not Mitzad the Yisr of Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem, he will not be able, not on the contrary, sorry. So when the Gemara says the Bishas Hashma, even if it's not Bifahesye, so it's Mechuyev to be Misanefesh himself. So that's only Mitzad the Mitzvah of Nikdashti. But the love of Chil Hashem is only Bifahesye. Beitzina, there is no love of Chil Hashem. According to Rabbeinu, the Rambam Shita is to the country. So Rabbeinu will certainly explain the Gemara. Kishoimo, Visechal, Harei Kadei Shamo, Ho, Lomo Nema, V'Nikdashti, Elo Kadesh Himseh Atzmecho. So according to Ramiyene, it means even there are certain situations where the love of Lisechalu doesn't apply. Lisechalu only applies where there are Asorim Yisrael present. But if there are no Asorim Yisrael present, there is no love, but there is a mitzvah of Kiddush. There is a Rambam Shita is to the country. Anyway, but even according to the Rambam will explain it very simply. לחלל, כשאינו יסחל, הרי קידוש אשר, הרי קדי שום, הרי קדי שום. הו אמיני מקאי, אלוהי מלוך, מסי נפשך הו בקדש, או קדש, מסי עצמך, אדם שלו. So according to Rambam, it means, true, that in every situation where one is מחויב to be מקדש השם, if he's not מקדש השם, he's able to יסחל לו. But the Pesuk tells us that he's able to love and nesse. The Torah does not content itself with merely telling us what one is mechuyev to do or not. The Torah tells us the number of chiyuvim that there are. So there is Eloheis Hesed that imposes upon a Jew under certain circumstances an obligation to the Nesef himself, and there is a Mitzvah Hasei that imposes upon a Jew under certain circumstances to be Mitzvah Nefesh himself. But Rabbi Neil Ababli explains it, Kishayim Elisachal Lu Harei Kadeshom. So it's got this Holom Leima, Holom Nema, Vnidashti, Elohim Alecho, Kadeshim Siratzmecho. So I mean Kadesh, you should be Shvach V'idoye for every ness that overtakes you. Very remarkable pshat. That's by Rabbi Neil Ababli. So these are the shittes. These are the mikeres for the chiyuv of Alma D'Raisa, according to the Rishenim. According to the Rishenim, who say that Hallel is Midraisa. That Hallel is Midraisa. I think that even those Rishenim who say that Hallel as such is never obligatory Midraisa, so it's no, it doesn't involve a mitzvah chiyuvis midraisa, but a mitzvah kiyumis, when a yeshua overtakes Klal Yisrael, then it certainly is. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but a mitzvah kiyumis it is. And I think that the pshat in the Ramban in Chumash, now the Ramban is Sefer HaMitzvahs. So when he mentions certain riots, that how is the raise, because the Gemara says how the shchedesh of the raise. The implication being that how, let's say, another day is the raise. So he's looking for mikeres, and he doesn't find the mikeres of him. On Loshni says it's halacha mishnah sinai. There is no pasuk in the Torah. Another Loshni says it's dichlal in klal of simcha. Why doesn't the Ramban mention the pasuk in Eikev? That's the pasuk that the Yisei Meiro and the Smak mention. This magmation, he see lost hot. The posik in a kid. Who see lost hot? The whole kefo asher also is hot. As Abdil is an roi say lasher roi in a hot. And the Rambam Nechumesh says that means that is the proper thing to give Shvachri doe. Then, so it could be that the Ramban agrees with Eben Ezra and the Smak that this is the mokeya for Shvach Vidoye when a Nes occurs. But this pasuk doesn't say Es Ad Shem Melekecho Tehalel. The pasuk only says Hu Si Loscho V'Hu Elekecho. So in other words, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. But it doesn't say that there is a mitzvah kiyumis. So when the Ramban is Sefer HaMitzvah, but the Halachas Delis mentions it as a mitzvah yumis, not as a mere mitzvah yumis. So the Ramban is looking for mikeres. So he says, no, losh, it's halachal mish b'sinai. And he says, it's contained in the mitzvah of simche. He doesn't mention who si losh chobi alekecho, because that doesn't imply any imperative. If the Torah said, es alekecho, tihalel. So then it would be an imperative. But he doesn't say, who see loscho? In other words, shvach vidoye, and the Ramban in Chumash explains it in that sense only as a mitzvah kiyumis. Now, if it's only mitzvah kiyumis, so you cannot say broche. You can only say broche if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, but not if it is a mitzvah, not if it's a mitzvah kiyumis. All right, now I just want to finish up this gemara. Right now, Omar Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel. שיר שבתאירו מי של ישראל אמרו, ושאושרו מן היה, והל זה מי אומרים מי שבניהם בנות ישראל, שהם מזכו פרק מפרק ועקו צורו וצורו של טוב עליהם, וכשנגור מהם רי סמל דבור אסון. תן יאיר מי ירי מי, כל תשבוך את אמרו יסיב התילים כולו דובילם, שנאמה כל תפילה את דוביל ואישה, אל תקחו כלו אל כל אלו. הל זה מי אומרים. So, Rabbi Yisei Meir, Eleza Bnei Meir, Meishevi Yisroel Amor. So again, so the Ramban says, the Sefer HaMitzvah says that according to that Mandoma, so even the Nusach isn't right. But the Ramban's, the Rambam Shitei says, the Midrash Esther points out, So they say that it means that they were misaking, but it's still the Rabbah. You see. Which is wrong. We show Shaolim Naya. Uchlukim Chabayot Leima. Shedobidom. We need in the world with Ibrahim. So Rabbis, he says in the name of Elazar Bni, that Meshav Yisroel and Chaveirov of Elazar say David Amrei. We need involved with Ibrahim that not David Amrei, but who Amrei? That Meshav Yisroel. So in other words, he's Machria. He's Machria, that like Rabbi Elazar, that Meshav Yisroel. Why couldn't it be that David Amrei? That David was misaken it? Because Efsher Yisroel Shochtu es Pisrayen Vinotu Veyen Vilyom Roshiro. So that's the Raya for the Rambam. The Rambam. If it's the Rabbanon, so why is it such an impossibility? Efsher Yisroel Shochtu es Pisrayen. Why not? Why is it impossible? There is no Chil the Raya. So until the Chachomim were misaken, so there was no Chil. So from that it's a Raya, then it is the Raya. It is the Dovar Acher, Pisle Shel Micho Eimit Bipchi V'Yisrael Eim Masal. What does it mean? Pisle Shel Micho Eimit Bipchi So Yisrael, so what does it mean? So there are two pshati. One pshat is that Bechi is the name of a place, of a city. And that's mentioned in Shevet. That's the name of a place, of a city. Another pshat in Rashbam is Pisle Shel Pisle, that's Ankov Kufte Zayim on the base. Pisle Shel Michoim Libech. Bei Sei Dovi. Bei Sei Moki. It's a certain tower. The Mei Dovi Doyo. The Chsiv Bei. Ad Lois Choroz. I think it's the beginning of Shefti. So it's mentioned, that name. This city is mentioned. V'Yisroel. V'Yisroel Eimrim Halil. Shekosu Bei. Kimeyem Yiu Yiseyem. Bitmiyo. Elo Vadar. Al Ayom Nemat Chilo. V'Shuv V'Posah. כך שמיים. ולי נראה, בבחי כאילו הוא בגנד, כלימה, אימי בסימו. Now, so in other words, it's impossible that David should be misaken in Hallel on the Nisim that occurred, on the Nisim that occurred, be made of it. Why not? Because Pisle Shel Micho was flourishing, it's a euphemistic expression, it doesn't mean betrayed. In other words, it was laughing. So it was flourishing. There was a segment of Jews who were addicted to Avodah Zarah. So Mimele, there couldn't be a Chiyuv of Hallel. That's what he says. Why? So what if there is this? If there is a segment of Jews who unfortunately, are Avayonim, because of that, there couldn't be a chiyuv of Hallel to give Shmach Doye for the Nisim that occurred. So the Pshat, Oren Dafidalet Megillah raises the question, why we don't say Hallel on Purim? So one Mandoma says, Kriyosu Zualal. That the Kriyas HaMegillah, that in itself is a substitute for Hallel. And the Miri says that according to that Mandoma, if someone does not have a Megillah, so he's Mechuyev to say Hallel on Purim. Alright. Rovo Oma, Bishli Mosom, Hallel Avda Adishem Velu Yavdi Pari. El Hoche, Hallel Avda Adishem Velu Yavdi Achashvirish, Akata Avda Achashvirish. So what's the Pshat? Akata Avda Achashvirish. So we shouldn't say Hallel now altogether, because we are all in Goles. I don't want to utter, as he showed him such a repugnant word, after the Fordanan, that I don't want to say. But certainly, the Jews in Russia shouldn't have to say Hallel on Pesach and on Shavuos and on Sukkot. So because they are avodim of the Soviet government, for sinking and the CIT. So what does it mean? So that is that is, gives us a dispensation not to say hello because we are Avdei d'Achashverosh. What's the pshat? Akata Avdei d'Achashverosh. The answer is in line with the pshat in the Gemara and Machlekes Rav and Shmuel and the Kodesh Men of Hashem. There is no Machlekes, but even if there is a Machlekes, so if the Machlekes is only whether we have to spell it out in the Agodah, but everybody agrees that in order that something should be considered as gula, so it must have a double aspect of gula. It must partake of the aspect of gulas aguf and the aspect of gulas anefesh. So in other words, if a certain Yeshua is only represents a gulas aguf, but does not represent a gulas anefesh, so of course, it's a very important Yeshua, even though it does not partake of Gula Sanefesh. The fact that it represents a Gula Sakuf, that's very important too, Gula Sakuf. But it's not considered as a real Gula. And the halacha is, Al kol tzoro v'tzoro shalitov la'atzibo, uchshemigolim, miyadim igolim. So according to Rove, so when can we say uchshemigolim? If the gula is a twofold gula, a gula as a guf and a gula as a nefesh. But if the gula represents only gula as a guf, so that's very important, but there is no chiyuv of Allah. So when the Nevi'im or Misake, that's really the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav. So true, in order to be full gula, so it must be gula as a nefesh and gula as a full gula. But if it's not a Gula Sanefesh, if it doesn't represent a Gula Sanefesh aspect, if it doesn't have the aspect of Gula Sanefesh, just Gula Sagu, so there is no Chiyuv of Hal, according to Rabbi. But according to Rav Nachman, even if it does not represent a full Gula Sanefesh, but there is a Gula Sagu, so it still comes within the Haloche of Tzor v'Tzor. So Mele, he says, on the Ness, of course, on the Ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Hallel that we recite on all the Regolim, so it has to be recited because of the Ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that Ness represented, of course, in an absolute way, a Gula Saguf and a Gula Sanef. So Mele, we are mechuyev to say it, even though we are not within now, even though we are in Goles now, even the Jews in Russia who are in bondage, they are mechuyev. Masha'in came, if we are going to say Hallel of the Ness of Purim, so that Ness represented a Gula Sanguf, but it did not represent a Gula Sanefesh, because as long as we are still servants of Hashverosh, there cannot be a real Gula Sanefesh, so mainly there couldn't be, so mainly it doesn't come within the Aloche of Kol Tzoro V'Tzoro Shel Tova Atzibur Shnigol. So this is the pshat in the second version of the Rashbam. He says, how could we say that David was that was Niska Mitzat Kol Tzoro V'Tzoro, David was Nisaka Al Kol Tzoro V'Tzoro, because of the Yeshuas that occurred in the time of David. But all the Yeshuas that occurred in the time of David did not represent the full Gula Sanefesh, because the Pis L'Shel Michal was forged. So as long as Pis L'Shel Michal was flourishing in a certain segment of Jewry, so it did not represent a Gula Sanefesh in a real way. And if it did not represent it, as long as that Yeshua does not represent a Gula Sanefesh along with the Gula Sagu in a full way, so it doesn't come within the aloche of Lichshenegolim in Rimshim. But, so there is no chiyuv, but the mitzvah kiyum is there can be. Now, the Miri says, and our Gemara, that there is a mitzvah kiyum is of saying Hallel. Even when a yochid is overtaken, even when a yochid is overtaken by less, just one yochid, so there is a mitzvah kiyum, but he should say it without the bracha. But he can say it, and what does it mean he can say it? Of course he can say a chapter of Tilling. I mean, there's nothing wrong in saying a chapter of Tilling. But it means that there is a mitzvah kiyumis, but broche there isn't, because broche is only was only enacted when Hallel is a mitzvah chiyuvis, not when Hallel is a mitzvah chiyuvis. But the Miri says, on our Gemara, that even when a yes overtook a yochid, so there is a mitzvah chiyuvis in saying Hallel on the anniversary of that day, every year. So certainly, when a yes overtook so many, I mean the Jews all over the world, like the establishment of Medinas Yisrael, so there is a mitzvah kiyumis if we say Hallel and Yom Ha'atzmaus. But a broche you cannot say, because a broche can only be recited if the Nes occurred, if the Nes overtook Klal Yisrael as a unit. And you see that there is a machlekes reshenim in respect to the Nes Chanukah at that time, whether it was a Nes that overtook Klal Yisrael as a unit. But certainly today, so the Nes, any Yeshua that overtakes us, unfortunately, until the Mesa Mashiach, can only overtake Jews as individual Jews, but not as a unit that overtakes Knesset Yisrael, Kirtivah. So maybe we cannot say with the Bracha, but without the Bracha there is a mitzvah.
Now, what does it mean, Kinegatzia? Kinegatzia doesn't mean just for itself. Everything that is, every word that is appealing has relevance, atzik for adeves. If it's only Kinegatzia, so it does not have a permanent significance. But Kinegatzia means he was the manik of his work. And Kinegatzia means the call. So Kablezer says Kinegatzia Amor, that this is proper for the manik, like for me. And Yeshua says Kinegatzia Amor, that these stealing should be, it's proper to be recited by the tzibur. Chachom member, yeshmen kenek tzibur, yeshmen kenek natsme. So natsme means the money, a Jewish money. Chachom member, yeshmen kenek tzibur, yeshmen kenek natsme. Amur el Moshe Yochid kenek natsme. Amur el Moshe Rabbi kenek tzibur. Mitzuach v'nibur, lo zibor, maskil al vei tobi. We don't with Mizmei of Lamei. So whenever we don't with Mizmei, it mentions Lamei, Sheshoso of Shechino, Vahakach, Omashio. So we don't with Mizmei, it has the connotation that Shoshoso of Shechino, and then is a Shiro. Mizmei of Lamei, Lamei, Shomashio, Vahakach, Shoshoso of Shechino. Lametcho, Shina Shechino, Shechino, Loimitechatsus, Loimitechatsus, Loimitechstreik, the loy mitir kawus reich, the loy mitir loy mitir. Elo mitir v'var simcho shom mitzo. Sheneema v'yato tchu v'imi nagi. Voye ki nagi na v'nagi, v'atiyo v'yala v'she. That's mentioned in connection with the Ambi. Not correct, so they were talmidim of the way. So correct. So how can one be talmid of the way? So first of all, he has to be hila v'dalki al the way. And then, one had to put himself in the proper emotional mood, because in Ashkino Shevo, Mitechitz, Mitechatzus, or Mitechzu, Mitechstreik, Elo Mitechzim Hashomit. Omar Rav Yudi, Omar Rav, Vichem Yivarov, just as for Hakidesh, is only Shevo, Mitechzim Hashomit, and it's not Shevo, Mitechatzus, and not Mitechstreik, and not Atzvus, so halachos, no, you don't have that one should be mechabe the aloche, la mitin shel teirom. So he has to be in the proper mood. If he's in a state of depression or in a state of laughter, he cannot be mechabe aloche la mitin shel teirom. אמר נחמן בחי מחלים תה בחי חלים תה the word eve he goes to sleep if you're tired in a good mood in a happy not in a sad mood and not in a state of laughter but if he goes to sleep in a state of simcha so then he'll have good chalim. Now, so it was mentioned that with Halacha too. So, what is the proper mood for Halacha? Not Atzvus, but Simcha. But Amy, is it so that the proper mood for Halacha is Simcha? Bo'oma Rav Gidlo Mara Kol Talmud Chochom Ha'yeshek Lifnei Rabbe In other words, if someone studies Torah before his rabbi and his lips not drip with serious trepidation, that's what it means. With trepidation, so tichmeno. So his lips will work. In other words, it's not a proper thing. It's not a proper thing for a Talmud who sits before the Rebbe that he should be overtaken by joy, but he has to labor under the impact of trepidation. Shenema, how we know that the proper mood for the Talmud Chochom who sits before the Rebbe is trepidation, not simcha, but trepidation. Shenema was tipsix of Shishani, Memphis May. So of course the traditional income means the lips are like roses that overflow with oil. Now with study, in other words, seriousness, trepidation has to drip from his mouth. So, loikashi. So we see from Avdilo Maram's memory that the proper mood for studying Torah, for halacha, is trepidation, not simcha. Loikashi. Obi rabbe, obi talmid. So that means the Rebbe has to learn Torah with the Simcha and the Talmud with trepidation. Before he said it, Hobe Hobe Rab, both in reference to the Rebbe, the Loi Kashi, Hobe Kami Liposach, the Hobe Bosa Liposach. So before he starts learning, in order to put them in a state of concentration, so he has to be overtaken by great joy. But once he's already absorbed learning, then he must be overtaken by trepidation. Before he started learning, so he manifested, and then he was joy. And he worked for Rabbah. He would say, Yosef Ames. At the end, he was overtaken by trepidation. He was a Shemaya. Told Rabbah, how is it me on him? The blessed are the name of Israel. We shall show the light of Hey, mom, older one, what the shed will not know. You wish you were a hacky age, you were a lamb, you mother, my nest. Yudei Meir Yeshua Yisroel Omud. Now there is a machta tukshot. Rashi said, Yeshua Yisroel Yisroel Omud. I mean, up Yeshua Yisroel Yisroel. So in other words, every time is just crazy on what the previous time mentioned. Not that he's held. And the Rashbam mentions Rashi Pshah, Yeshua from Soil of Go, the Ma'af is for the Shah of Hebrew Shahim of Israel. She became Kuma to Sol the Boshke, and became my Benayo, the Chachom, and she knew the Shemimo. For so many of us, one of the real, all of us, Hoshi Shahim, the Buka, and the Kohen, 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 Rabbi Leimer Yishua Yisroelon, Yishua Shomu Nal Chitnar, Hei Momu Elon Mu Mishimu Vechakei, Shomar Manes, Lebezer Amudu Ayem Meir, Vei Kabokam, Yishua Shomu Nal Mishisto, Hei Momu Elon Mu Elon Mu Vechakei, Mishimu Vechakei, Shomar Manes, Vedazar Yim Yechaz Krisiyai Dion, Yishua Shomu Nal Mishisto, Hei Momu Elon Mu Mishimu Vechakei, Shomar Manes, Kabekidei Meir, Tanan Mishimu Vechakei, Show Shalom, you have a throw or show. On whom shall I kiss to my man? That is a new idea of a strong move. Show Madalaya, Mongo or show. Hey, Mongo, whom she put a hack into my man. Kahomi made the big ship in the She even needs a cooker to carry a couple of his own. So it's all a real Israel. She going, even needs the outdoors. Omar Aftis. How your sweet good? In other words, this is reference to certain chapters in Tilly that is not followed with another chapter that begins with how you. So who has the material machine that came out of the body being very good guy? I'm not sure she is going to be how the young guy is going to be free. The camera will be coming to the camera, so that there could be a machine. But suppose you have a chapter that ends with how we know, and then you have another chapter. So the child is how we know the concluding term of the first chapter, or is the introducing term of the second of the following chapter. So let's ask this. Omrach is how do you say here? That is marked the conclusion of the chapter. Rabbi Bar Rabuna Omar, how your Rishkir is the beginning. It introduces the new chapter, the following chapter. Omar Afrizde, Chazidu Mithilin Barachonim Baral, he saw that the healing of Barachonim Baral received you, how your Beritzapir, how the Sapto, he saw. So that's why he did it, and why did it? So it was poor Beeritza, because he didn't know in the song whether the Hallelujah is part of the previous chapter, or it introduces the following chapter. Omar, Rachonim, Barot, Be'akonim, it tells us that the people are the first of the world. Hallelujah, the first day, Rishkia, that this it represents the beginning of the chapter. What in here the question of Yahon, you know, as I was showing you, how we know the Vasrei is Rishkia. Jain is a Shem, how we know the Vasrei is Rishkia. and avoid those who are walking on the people, who is seeking the kind that has called themselves Kaboy. Kaboy is basically a very nice term, but they